The other big story, Millsy, doing the rounds this morning, and I see this all the time, especially now that I've started doing this shift, I've seen it more often than what I expected, to be honest. In 30-degree heat, cars pulling up, parents getting out, leaving the kids in the car, going into the shop, and not just running in and getting some milk or running in and getting a punnet of strawberries or running in and getting a coffee or running in and getting a loaf of bread. I'm talking about going into the IGA for probably 10 minutes, coming out of the IGA, going into the coffee shop, getting the morning coffee, going into the bakery that's adjacent and getting themselves some nice loaf of bread. Meanwhile, the kids are in the car for that whole period of time. Now, I'm not surprised with the RAC, who have done an expose of the staggering number of children that have been left in locked cars across Perth just last year. Now, the data from the RAC roadside assistance revealed 304 children and 186 pets were rescued from cars in 2022, including on some of Perth's hottest days. Now, thankfully, we haven't got to 40 degrees. Don't know why I mentioned that. But there have been some really hot days in the last few weeks, and I've seen it a lot.
Who hasn't done it, though, to be honest? I mean, you're driving around with a kid that's been playing up, and finally they fall asleep, right? And you realise this kid's going to wake up and we need milk. So you pull up at the deli, you leave the car running, you got the air conditioning on perhaps, and you do a quick dash into the shop, you buy some milk, you make a complete dash back, you're constantly checking through the door of the shop to make sure no one's knocked the car off or the kid hasn't got out the car. We've all done it.
I've never done that.
When it goes pear-shaped, that's where you get those kind of stats.
Oh, I've never done that, though.
Don't criticise.
Why would you,
why
would you leave? Why would you leave your car running outside with your baby in it knowing what goes on in today's society? You're not doing that,
Millsy. I had four kids, right?
Yeah.
Right? When the kid, oldest kid was five,
yeah,
right, you'd say, look, just sit here. I've just got to do a quick job. And she'd look after the youngster, and you'd constantly be looking. Mm. It was easier than getting them in and out of cars.
I mean, you do it at a petrol station,
We've
right?
all done it. All those people that want to have a crack and say, this is disgraceful. Can anyone honestly ring up and say, I've never left a child unattended in a car?
The thing is running in quickly and grabbing something.
Yes.
I reckon will be commonplace, but you can't leave your kids in there for 15, 20 minutes while you go and do your shopping.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the dash and run, you know, and some say you should never do that. Phil is in Coogee. Hello, Phil.
Yes, good morning. You know, if you've got your spare key and you lock the car up and you leave it running and you put the handbrake on and no one can get into the car and the kids are still strapped in and the air conditioning's going, isn't that okay?
Unless you run out of petrol. It'll be all right.
Yeah, but obviously you wouldn't run out of petrol, Millsy.
Yeah. No, I've seen people that have done that, and you're quite right. It can be difficult. It's some people lose their keys, and then they can't get in. And then you've got to smash a window, which kind of terrifies the children as well. Look, Phil, I understand that when 304 children and 186 pets have to be rescued, that's far too many. And I take your point, Carl, leaving them there for an extended period of time. And we've seen examples where people go to the casino and leave their kids locked in a car whilst they go and gamble.
Hmm.
Disgraceful. But yeah. I just think you got to cut a little bit of slack because...
I just cut the slack.
When does a five-year-old look after a baby? I think a five-year-old probably could.
No, a five-year-old's not
looking
after a
baby. Well, we've seen examples where kids that are young as five have rescued kids.
It is irresponsible.
I understand the stat, but don't just throw this thing, you're a terrible parent because you left your kid in a car. If you do it all the time, you're running the risk of something going wrong and you'll never forgive yourself.
Well, you are terrible.
But hold it.
You're terrible if you're leaving your kid there for 20 minutes.
If you've got a kid who's sick and is not sleeping and finally they drift off and you've got someone in the car with them, I would probably have done that. Stop giving excuses. I'm not making excuses. I'm saying that's reality of life.
All right.
Anyway, you might have an opinion on that.